In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. Now, I wonder whether you know why today is so important in the church's calendar. I'm going to help you a little bit with this. If you imagine all of the year, the whole of the church's year, we have readings, we have celebrations of different parts of the life of Christ and the Christian story taken from the Hebrew scriptures and the New Testament. And then finally today we culminate in the declaration at the end of the church's year as a long procession, if you like, where we come to celebrate that Christ is King of the whole universe. And the reason that's important is because so often we get distracted and worried by what we see in the world, particularly as the news comes our way. And we begin to think to ourselves, who's in control? Particularly this last week, President Putin, soon to be President Trump, who ultimately is in control? And the Christian actually needs to commit themselves prayerfully to the fact that Christ is in control, that he is king and above all him. And so for ourselves, the future can be trusted. And this wonderful reading from the book of Daniel today, Daniel 7, a very pivotal scripture in the Old Testament about Jesus, that all authority and power is given to him. All people and all languages will worship him. His kingdom will be everlasting, and it will not pass away, and it cannot be destroyed. And so today we celebrate the fact that if anything is governing our life, anything, any power, that ultimately it's the power of Jesus, that he is our King. He is King of the universe. He has been exalted to the highest place. So, today for ourselves, if Jesus is sovereign, who are we perhaps serving? There's a wonderful song by Bob Dylan when he became a Christian that said, "You've got to serve somebody." Who are we serving? Are we serving the government? Are we serving our family? Are we serving money? Are we serving our employer? Are we serving an addiction or a relationship or the tax office or our football team? Who are we serving? Are we actually living a hedonistic lifestyle where ultimately we're just serving ourselves? But the call of the Christian is to serve King Jesus because he is triumphant. So let me remind you today not to give up on this kingdom. This last week, I've been with some friends of mine who we were at university together. And can you believe it was the 50th anniversary, this what's called the Michaelmas term, 50th anniversary of when we first started in our first term at university. We're getting older now. As we gathered outside this cottage that we were staying in the West Country, I thought to myself, as these other men arrived, who are these old men? Because they look so different. But do you know what I noticed as we shared in our conversation? There was much to celebrate as we met with the old men. But I also noticed that they had grown a little bit harder. Some of them had become more cynical. As they approached their 70th year, some of them had become hardened of heart, and some of them have actually walked away from the Christian faith. And as I was driving back from the West Country, I thought to myself, well, what are we about when we commit ourselves to King Jesus and his kingdom? This is what we're about. We believe there is such a thing as peace, and we want to commit ourselves to peace. That's a kingdom value. We believe there is such a thing as mercy. It's a kingdom value that came from the king, so we commit ourselves to mercy. We believe there is such a thing as justice for all, so we commit ourselves to justice. We believe that the widow and the old should be protected. We believe that the young should be guarded. We believe that we are made in the image of God and such a thing as human rights. And we believe that ultimately there is a purpose why we are here. And we commit ourselves to a journey of love. Now, these are all kingdom values that came from King Jesus. That's where they came from. So, unlike maybe my friends who gathered in the West Country this week have become more cynical, I pray that all of us, as we come to the end of this liturgical year, that once again that we will commit ourselves to these things, to peace, mercy, justice, care of the young, care of the old, equality and human rights, and a belief in the future. And also for all of us to be very prayerful this week as we have this private members' bill in the House of Commons. Think about the implications of that. Now, I don't know which side you are on the argument, in favour of assisted suicide or against it. Maybe the congregation here might be split. But I do pray that as we approach these things, that most of all we commit ourselves once again to kingdom values and we discern what is right for the country, because these things have huge implications for our national life. So today on this festival of Christ the King, it's worth asking, is Jesus the King in my family life? So think about your relationships at home, with your partner, with your children. Is Jesus King in my family life? Is Jesus King in my work? Or perhaps Sunday doesn't really relate to Monday, and you're a very different person at work, and you behave differently, and you think differently. Is Jesus King in my work? Is Jesus King in all of my relationships? Is Jesus King in my sexuality? Is Jesus King in my entertainment? Is Jesus King in my personal life? Remember, I said last Sunday that we must live no lies, that the person we are in private must also be the person that we are in public. We should live no lies. If you like, Christ the King wants to come and occupy every room in your life. There is no room that he should be shut out of. So if you have a problem in the relationships in your family life, you need to deal with it, because Christ is King of our family life. And by the way, Christ is King of our money too. You think about this. The reason that the church struggles so often in its mission is because people have not made Christ King of their finances and their money. If Christ was truly King of our money, we should have an abundance of money to spend on Christian mission here, to look after the buildings, to fund things like youth workers and children's pastors and other clergy, because people have decided that Christ is King of their money and they will commit themselves to the work of God. But so often, In the majority of places, people hold back. And their wallet, if you like, has not been converted because Christ is not king of their finances. He wants every part of your life. It's called conversion. Every part of your life, your work, your family, your money, your sexuality, your entertainment, your personal life, everything. He wants all of it. He wants to be Lord of all, every part of it. And we never really see its full potential in our life. And sometimes we remain miserable because we've held back. We've dabbled in the Christian faith. We've just stared on the edge of the water and we've not learned to swim in it. We've not embraced it entirely. And so often we never see it at its best for ourselves and certainly for the church, because people hold back or they stand at a distance. At the end of the service today, after communion, we will say this wonderful prayer for Stir Up Sunday, when we're supposed to make our Christmas puddings. But it's a call for all of us to once again to put Christ as King above everything in our life, all things. It doesn't take me long when I encounter people as to whether or not they have spoken and proclaimed Christ as King in their life. I can see it immediately. But when we do, we find true freedom and liberation, and it sustains us. Do not give up on kingdom values. Stand strong in them. He has called us, King Jesus, to peace, to justice, to the widow, to the child, to equality, to freedom, to belief in a future, to hope. These are kingdom values. Do not be like my friends, perhaps, who I met this week, who've become cynical about it and just shut the door. It will sustain us, so stir it up. Amen.